There's a fascinating company you probably have heard of. If you've been walking through a Whole Foods and going through the frozen food aisle, you may have seen Miles Comfort Foods. They're all across the country. And it's all come from the co-founder and CEO of Miles Comfort Foods, Miles Powell, who joins us right now. It's good to have you with us.
You as well. It's a pleasure to be here.
So you're an engineer by training. Where did you learn about becoming a food entrepreneur? How do you do something like this? That's not a logical path.
No, it made total sense at the time. So for me, you know, growing up, food was, I mean, it was everything. The dinner table was just such a special place. Yeah. And so I always had this passion for cooking. My dad was a part-time caterer. You know, it was in our blood. But as one would have it, I, you know, was good at math, good at science. And so the natural career progression to make a good living was engineering. But I tell you the truth, you know, when I went to college for engineering, I got whooped for 4 years. I did not like it. I just did not have a good time. And even when I graduated and got my first full-time job, I didn't feel that passion. And I just naturally gravitated towards cooking as a way of expression.
Well, it's one thing to cook, but it's quite another to produce distribution and worry about commodity prices and product recalls and lawyers and production facilities. That's an enormous leap.
It is. And I learned the long and hard way. You know, I when I first launched the company, I knew there was a ton that I didn't know, but I was willing to learn. And that's what led to this whole journey, is something brand new, something left turn from engineering. But it's been an exciting challenge, to say the least.
Well, and like I say, you know, the good guys won in the end, because you're in, what, 800 stores or something, and Whole Foods and Target. I mean, that's a lot, you know, a lot better than just selling it out of your kitchen. So along the way, did I read that you were in one of these pitch contests, sort of like Shark Tank?
Yeah. So a couple of things. Before I launched the brand, one of the catalysts was I was on the Food Network. It was a cooking competition series called America's Best Cook. And I went on this show basically as a rookie home cook, and I didn't make it past episode one. I got the boot early, but that was sort of the encouragement that I needed to pursue food as a way of entrepreneurship.
Well, but it didn't put any money in your pocket. And of course,
the
key is to having some sort of a mentor or somebody actually with deep pockets.
Oh, for sure. No, listen, I wanted the cash money. Don't get that twisted. But I definitely left and didn't have any of that. But it gave me confidence that pushed me in the right direction.
So where did you make the leap? Where do you get the money for the facilities? Now, I assume you contract out this production. You don't have some gigantic warehouse someplace, do you?
So at this point, we contracted out. But in the very beginning, I made everything myself. So that leap of faith moment, I started really small. I found a community kitchen that was able to lease out their kitchen at night after I had. So at this time, I was still working a full-time job. So at nighttime, they would lease it out for me by the hour, and I would go in there and just make all the product, package it up, and, you know, and there you're kind of off to the runnings. So I started with baby steps.
Then the next step, you obviously took an enormous leap, because you don't just wake up one day and end up in 750 Whole Foods. I mean, that's a tough nut to crack. How do you get into Whole Foods?
Well, the industry itself is a very tough and competitive industry, and I'll be honest. It took me 3 years to get into Whole Foods. You know, from the moment that I began making the product myself, I built up the brand by one store chain at a time. And so I would sell into one account and another account and another account, to the point where I had enough momentum to now introduce myself to a distribution partner. And that took 2 years. And then from there, it was a matter of increasing sales through them. That's through cold calling, you know, walking into a store with my product and saying, hey, do you want to carry this new brand? And then finding the right contact at Whole Foods, sending them massive amounts of emails, getting rejected time and time again, until, you know, the stars sort of align and your particular product category is being reviewed and you send samples, they like it. And then that point, you know, you're kind of in the runnings, and you're in this now position of selling to a national player.
And then all of a sudden you've got everybody, you got name recognition and you've got credentials. But a lot of times big national retailers like that will squeeze you on margins. You know, you can't make the profits that you would if you were marketing up yourself.
That's correct. And it depends on the retailer. You know, you've got retailers that are, I'll call them more small business, small brand friendly. And then you've got the giant ones that are like, hey, listen, we need our money. We don't care where it comes from. Right. So I know early on, I would approach a retailer and say, hey, what do you think of this product? They would say, we love it. No. And I would say, okay, but what does a relationship look like? And they would say something like, oh, well, we're going to charge you $10,000 per product flavor to be on shelf. And obviously that's a big stop.
You pay them up front to carry your product?
For a lot of retailers, you do. They call it slotting fees, which basically is a way for the retailer to see how committed you are and how much cash you have, right? Because for them, they only want to work with brands that are heavily capitalized that be able to support the brand on shelf. So it can get pretty hefty.
Well, I mean, it looks to me like you must have taken another leap of faith, because looking at your LinkedIn your employment situation, it sounds like you quit your full-time job, what, like 3.5 years ago?
Yep, that's right.
And that was when you jumped in completely.
Yeah, that was a big moment. And you know, it's not on my LinkedIn. It might be, but it's a little more hidden. That was the second time I did that. So the first time, I had just moved from Pennsylvania to Washington, D.C. And at this point, the business is only about a year old. But I had the itch of full-time entrepreneurship. You know, I'm in my mid-20s. I want to live this life of having my own schedule. You know, I definitely over-romanticized what it would look like. And so I actually took a leap of faith then and quit my job at that point and went full-time in the business. Quickly learned it's a lot harder than I expected. Ended up picking up about 3 part-time jobs to help pay the bills. And then after doing that for about 6 months, I realized, well, I might as well get a full-time job again. So went back into engineering at that point. And then from there, you know, had a little more maturity as it relates to entrepreneurship, built the brand up brick by brick. And then, as you mentioned, kind of hit a crossroads again where I needed to quit my full-time job to do the business full-time.
Wow. All right. So I guess the next big leap is deciding to relocate to North Texas from Virginia during the month of July. So not all was good ideas. But so what brings you here? Because you're an East Coast guy. You went to the University of Delaware and you were in Virginia and everything else. What brings you to North Texas?
So my old co-packer was in Houston, and I've been to Dallas a handful of times, Austin a handful of times, and I've always had an affinity towards Texas. Obviously, the space, you know, what you get for your money when you're trying to buy property, the barbecue. Obviously, as a barbecue aficionado, I can't say no to Texas barbecue and just food in general. And you know, for the family and I, you know, my wife and my daughter, we've been northeast our entire lives, and I wanted to try something new, and I recognized Texas as a great place for entrepreneurship and experience. And so, yeah, moving in July, we'll see. We'll probably melt a little bit, but we'll get there.
No, but I can see the marriage made in heaven, because mac and cheese, and that's all you've got right now. You've got all kinds of mac and cheese. But
yep.
Mac and cheese with barbecue is just, it's like peas and carrots. It's just, it's the perfect combination.
Exactly. It's the more exciting version of peas and carrots. I need to put that on a t-shirt.
All right. I'd like to nickel every time you sell one. Anyway, so check them out. And I get what Whole Foods, I see it looks like it. It's all the Whole Foods around here and some Target stores too. Is that where you are?
So it's mainly Whole Foods in Texas. And then we're actually starting to work with Central Market. That hasn't been officially announced yet, but that's coming soon.
Well, I think it just was. Miles Powell is the co-founder and the CEO of Miles Comfort Foods. Welcome to Texas, and we wish you a lot of luck.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. It's been a pleasure.
Thanks for the time. For more of our conversation, go to krld.com/CEO. I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.